I want personal apologies for making me watch that movie.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we are talking about the movie Lisa Frankenstein, written by Diablo Cody. Well, sort of written. Anyway, Jeremy Stomberg recommended it, and we have not forgiven him.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover.
No brains.
And Molly Glover.
Like, you know, whatever.
Like, yeah. Hi. We're here to talk about Lisa Frankenstein, a recent movie that came out in theaters. May still be in theaters by the time you get this, but probably not.
It went out of theaters very quickly, I think.
I found it in a couple of places. Okay. But opted to not watch it in the theater. But So if you are interested in this movie, as with many movies that we talk about on this podcast, we're going to spoil the shit out of it.
It's true.
So if you would really like to go into this movie unspoiled, perhaps it's too late for that, depending on your definition of spoiled. But if you'd like to go into this movie unspoiled, then stop listening to this podcast now. Go watch the movie. Enjoy it or don't. It's your call.
Yeah. We'd love to know what you think.
Yeah. We'd love to hear what you thought after you come back and listen to what we thought. So, having gotten rid of the people who don't want to be spoiled for Lisa Frankenstein, I feel like I'll say this is a nice companion podcast to our podcast about Poor Things, because I think both movies were inspired by Frankenstein. Lisa Frankenstein, perhaps a bit more obviously.
Yeah.
Other than that, and both films are featuring women in the lead roles.
I think you could say they share some thematic overlap,
mostly. I think they came out around the same time, and they both were inspired by Frankenstein.
Yeah, neither movie would have been made without Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Right. So we watched this because, among other things, friend of the show Jeremy Stomberg thinks it's fantastic.
He was one of the people that was saying how good it was.
Yeah, and and so I feel, and what's interesting is, sometimes we have a little bit of a challenge coming up with show ideas. You do a podcast every week. Sometimes you're kind of like, what are we going to do? And Nick and Molly are like, well, Tim, have you seen Lisa Frankenstein? I said, no. And they're like, well, we've seen that. Would you like to watch it? I said, sure. So I went and I watched it, and I was like, huh, I wonder why they wanted to talk about this. Not because I hated it, but I didn't love it. You know, I'm going to be honest and say, to me, it was kind of Heathers.
Unremarkable.
I thought it was so bad that I had to grit my teeth to get through it. Mm. I'm going to be honest. There was a point where I was like, how much longer? Because I don't know if I can
do
it.
That was a sunk cost finish line for us.
Yeah.
It was only an hour and 42 minutes long.
Oh, I know. I felt every one of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it mostly because I feel like it is a very geek movie. It was a geeky movie,
yeah.
I think it especially was marketed toward geeks of our age.
Mm-hmm. It's being set in the late 80s,
an 80s movie. Yeah. It definitely was trying. It's sci-fi to that degree because it is, a Frankenstein adjacent story. Yeah. And so I thought it would be a good fit for the podcast. But yeah, I absolutely thought it was dreadful.
Dreadful. Okay. Well, I'm intrigued to find, because I didn't care for it.
Sure.
I spent much of the movie playing games on my phone because I was like, well, I need to do this because we're going to do a podcast about it, but I'm not super invested in it. But I didn't hate it. So I'm certainly intrigued to hear what you hated about it.
Like, I feel like it was well directed, but held back by a really rough script that the story kind of, I don't know, like I understand the story. There are parts of the story that don't make sense. She's literally like willing to kill people to build this perfect boyfriend and to like find peace. But at the end of the movie, she kind of just throws her life away after getting everything she wanted. And I just, it just doesn't feel like anyone was likable. Like she, the protagonist, wasn't terribly, I don't know, charismatic. I don't feel like there was anyone in this movie where I was like enthusiastic about them because they were a good, you know.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Like I say, I just was a little more indifferent about it in that I didn't despise it. I just was like, eh.
I thought the movie I was getting was Lisa Frankenstein, like a girl who's going to build herself a boyfriend.
Sure.
And therefore was going to be like actually, you know, kind of like the movie
like May.
Did you ever see the movie May?
Yeah, I've seen May. May's
so
great.
Like that is what I was thinking, but like set in the 80s with some like kind of snappy Diablo Cody dialogue, which I liked Juno. I was looking forward to it. And so instead what we got was this just absolute nonsense fucking plot where she makes a wish and lightning strikes a grave and brings a body that's from the 1800s back to life, and he's not rotted to bones. And like,
I think you need to understand that he was struck by lightning, Molly.
He finds her house, and then he's missing a hand. So we're just going to put a hand on him. We're going to somehow give him a tongue. Like it just was so like
he didn't get a tongue though.
What was it?
That he got ear.
It was so an ear, so he could hear, and then he could talk. Right? Oh, that's
because
right.
Because the outer
hearing,
part of the ear is totally...
the hearing is stored in the outer part of the ear. That's how that works. Just. Fucking dumb. And I just, the whole time, it was just like, I don't know. It just, and it was all because, why? Because there was a grave she liked.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know anything about the dude.
Yeah. Here's what bothered me about the movie. That there were so many interesting subplots and ideas that were abandoned. Like, I was for sure that her dad was like a fucking pedophile who was macking for her stepsister. And that was going to come out because that he seemed like a serious creeper dude.
Really?
And then that didn't happen.
I thought he was just so disinterested in everything.
Because they talked about how he was always so worried about the stepsister.
Well, because she wanted a dad, and she was just so excited that her horrible mom married somebody that she was like over the top with the daddy stuff to be like, I love you, right, daddy? Like, yeah, our dad's going to do it. Dad's got it. Like, and so to me, that felt more like sad.
Well,
that was
her, but him, I was like, because he married this other horrible woman 6 months after his wife was axe murdered. Right. And there's another thing that kind of, it's like axe murderer shows up, kills her mom, and then nothing. They never catch the guy. It's kind of irrelevant
to the movie.
It's not, I thought one of them was going to, somebody was going to end up being the axe murderer.
Maybe
her dad.
Who, like,
right.
Who killed his dead wife so he could marry this other lady.
I'm sure Diablo Cody thought it was very cool that, like, oh my God, her mom got axe murdered, and it doesn't even matter. Sometimes people just get murdered and then their lives go on. Like, it was just, I don't know, man.
So there was a lot of stuff there that didn't work. And that was what kind of bugged me. It's like, I really thought they were going to, because then if she's going around and killing people, for reasons, you know, the stepmom dying, who cares? She was a horrible, horrible human being.
Other than the fact that she was the mother to her stepsister, who she seems to care about, and the stepsister loved her mom.
Yeah.
So like that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up. And then the you know, lab mate who's basically a proto rapist. Okay. I mean again, none of these murders are really justifiable, but you don't care about the character. So
it's like
if dad turns out to be, you know, maybe he hasn't done anything yet, but clearly wants to do something with the stepsister, that's a good reason to kill dad, right? And they didn't do any of that.
Huh.
They didn't go anywhere with any of that in terms of having her find ways to justify putting her dead boyfriend back together a little better. It seemed like every piece of body that they added to him, no matter where they added it to him, made him look a little better.
Well, and smarter.
It was like adding it. I think I figured out maybe what bothered me the most about this, and that's that it's undefinable magic in a, yeah. you know, like, it's like a, don't worry about it. Just, you know, it happens for reasons. What reasons? Yeah, just, you know, fucking don't worry about it. It's nonsense. And like, I can appreciate movies like that, but that is kind of in contrast to everything else in the movie in a way that just wasn't enjoyable to me. It's, why does he get better and why does he become more alive? Because adding body parts from other people to his body and then putting him in a malfunctioning suntan
electricity
booth does electricity stuff. And basically someone was like, you know, Frankensteins, they're like electricity stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's like the sum total. I don't know. Like, if this was its own thing and didn't like evoke Frankenstein and distance itself from that a little bit more, maybe it wouldn't bother me as much. But like, it's not fucking fantasy. I don't know.
When she put the penis on him.
Yeah.
So that they could finally have sex. That's when I was about, that's about when I was like, I want to turn this off. Like, I was just so not, and I'm not a prude by any means, but I was just like, I was so, that felt so try hard to me. It was so fucking like, it just felt so boring.
There were a lot of try hard stuff that bothered me where it was like, everyone in high school would be like, oh my God, she's like blowjob queen. He like slut. Oh my God, sex, booze. Like, it was so, there was so much effort put into making the teenagers speak in an edgy way for the 80s that it just felt it just felt so unnatural in an unenjoyable way. It just didn't feel like, that's not how people talk. That's not how people talked.
Also, like, it's very, so I got very confused by the ending, because by the end the creature is completely like alive now and fully normal.
He couldn't talk before.
He couldn't talk when she went, I mean, he told her, there's a part where she's like she talks for him, like he makes noises and she's like, oh, that's talking, and she's, which also was a little annoying, but like, she kills herself or fakes her death or whatever you want. I mean, she looks like she dies and then she's resurrected.
Yeah, she dies.
So like, she dies and then is all bandaged and burned. And somehow he has continued to get more advanced during that time and now is more human than he was when she died. I don't understand it. Like, I just, and it's, I understand, I can, I'm sure someone right now is listening and being like, it's just a fucking movie. It was just supposed to be stupid and silly. And it's like, I guess, but like, it wasn't silly enough to me to be fun. And it was stupid in ways that didn't feel intentional. They felt, it just felt stupid.
Yeah. I like that the ending implies that someone can just do a Frankenstein with magic. I don't mean fuck a Frankenstein. That ending also shows that you can fuck a Frankenstein.
It does.
But
there was no lightning that turned her back.
Well, I mean, but her gravestone had like a mark on it as if it had maybe been struck by lightning or something.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah,
It was weak sauce. But like, what that means is that the creature guy, the boyfriend, Frankenstein's monster guy, was able to like go find her grave and be like, kazam, do a Frankenstein, and summon lightning deliberately in a way that resurrected her. Yeah. Like, that sounds more like lich shit to me than it does Frankenstein stuff.
Mm-hmm. It did feel a little bit like it was written by somebody who had not actually read Frankenstein, but had watched a couple of Frankenstein movies.
It's Diablo Cody, Tim. She's a reverend. She doesn't have to pay attention to the source material. She's doing her own thing. She's a rebel.
She, Diablo Cody stated that the titular character's name is an homage to a character in Weird Science.
You mean the main character, Lisa Swallows?
I guess.
Yeah.
Lisa Swallows is an homage to, because they were,
it's
saying
been a
that
really
like,
long time since I've watched Weird Science.
Because people were pointing out that Lisa Frankenstein sounds like Lisa Frank, which is a very 80s, you know, like
that was
thing.
The whole joke.
Yeah, but her last name
was not
her,
the joke at all. That is unintentional.
Her last name. Her last name was Swallows, and there's probably
funny.
A character in Weird. I mean, all of it. There were a ton of 80s references, right? Like there was, you know, one point where she just said, "Damn it, Janet."
I remember that.
Which
that
was a Rocky
rough.
Horror reference, obviously. And so it felt like that. And, you know, again,
Kelly LeBrock is Lisa in Weird Science.
Yeah, there you go. She's the creation.
Yeah. So there was one part of the movie that I liked.
What's that?
The opening credits. Because I enjoyed the animation in the opening credits that told the creature's backstory.
Oh yeah, the kind of silhouette animation.
Yeah,
kind of,
and I'm like, this is gonna be like you know, sort of Ed Wood,
Burton gory,
Burton aesthetic, which you know Tim Burton, fuck that guy, but you know it's still I like that kind of goth aesthetic, that Edward Gorey. Kind of goth aesthetic, which I thought, oh well, it'll be kind of cool if we go there, and we didn't at all. We went there for that little bit,
right?
And then a little bit in the creature makeup, little bit.
The aesthetics are really good in this movie. I think the costumes and the colors and the sets and everything look really great. I think it always looked very interesting. I feel like the actors had interesting expressions and they're acting in interesting ways, despite the what they were saying or what they were doing just kind of never really added up or was entertaining to me. Their performance was good, but that only gets you so far.
I felt like, so if you've seen the movie Warm Bodies, it felt like it was trying to kind of be that, with like the creature having feelings and like coming to life and like trying to like have a relationship despite being undead. But that was done with such heart and like actual like pathos, whereas this just felt like
Family Guy.
This felt or like Young Frankenstein, where he's just the punchline to a lot of stuff, right? And like not a really very good punchline, because it was just she would just bulldoze over him. Like I feel like Cole Sprouse didn't even really get to do much because anything he would start to, like, he'd be like, and she would say like 8 sentences and he'd go, and she'd say like 8 sentences. And I was kind of excited to see Cole Sprouse because I think he's a great actor. And so seeing him as the creature was exciting to me. And it was a very, very much a letdown. I don't feel like they let him do anything that could have been interesting. All he did was, he was just a corpse that moved around, and he didn't like have any kind of, you think about like Young Frankenstein, there's so many like funny bits where, you know, he's not able to speak, but he's like you think of like the soup, right? Where he's like, oh yes, yes, you know.
Oh, you just made a yummy sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't make a yummy sound.
Just lots of like, and they're, I don't know. It really fell flat for me, and I was very disappointed.
Sure. I think, like I said, to me, it was kind of a cut rate Heathers. Mm-hmm. What is it? There are a couple other movies sort of in this where, you know, you've got the sort of good girl, sort of broken girl, who falls in with a bad boy, in this case, an undead boy who needs body parts, and slowly turns into the bad girl and thinks it's kind of fun to be the bad girl, until she realizes, you know, when he cuts off her former beau's penis, that maybe things have gone a bit too far.
Maybe.
And so I kind of was like, well, this is kind of Heathers and kind of Frankenstein, but I mean, I've seen better versions of both.
Yeah.
So it just kind of didn't work for me. I will say I liked the stepsister because she was actually nice.
Yeah.
She was really
like
nice.
Constantly trying to be nice to her stepsister.
She was her biggest cheerleader. She was constantly like, "You got this, Lisa." And like, "Are you okay at the party?" And like, "I'm just making, hey, everyone, talk to my sister." And
she was never saying anything bad about Lisa. She was always, you know, saying, "Well, she kind of needs a little help in this area, or I think I can help her do this or whatever." And it was always like she was the best person in the movie.
Yeah.
And at least there's a moment at the end where Lisa realizes that Taffy was the best person in the movie.
Yeah.
But
she killed her mom and didn't care though.
Again, there's not a lot of payoff, right?
Yeah.
You know, all of this stuff doesn't have any kind of payoff.
Ultimately, I just kind of felt like I don't know. I felt like I didn't get anything out of seeing it. And I almost wish I hadn't, because if I hadn't seen it, it would have still been the movie I thought it was based on the trailer. They cut a great trailer from that movie.
Yeah.
The trailer made it look great.
Yes.
And so I was actually really bummed when we didn't get to see it in the theater, because we had the new puppy, and because Nick was on call, we weren't going to be able to even go at all. And so when it was on demand, I was like, oh, cool. All right. We get to finally see this. And yeah, like, I just kind of wish I'd never watched it. And then I could have been like, oh, I bet that movie's great in my mind. I could just imagine
and then,
it.
And
as
then
being
all
good.
The friends you had that were like, oh, this was a great movie. You'd be like, oh, that's a great movie. It's so great.
I hear it's great. Yeah.
Maybe seeing it in a theater with a lot of people laughing.
No, because I think what would have happened to me then is I would have just been like looking around bewildered, like I'm in like David Byrne in a Talking Heads video being like, what is happening with everyone around me? Like, okay.
Thanks for the 80s reference, Molly. That's great.
See, you can do it and not have it be dumb.
Damn it, Janet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rocky.
Oh, bother.
And like at first, when they said, damn it, Janet, I was like, oh, I see. Another Frankenstein movie.
Right.
Like they're referencing another Frankenstein movie. But like.
I think you mean Frankenfurter movie.
Yeah.
It's a different guy.
Sony should have saw. Did they ever play Tacos Putting on the Ritz? I don't think
I didn't see any references to
that. That would have been a reference to Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Maybe the opening credits being in black and white was a I don't know. I don't know.
That's a stretch.
So, you know, if you saw this movie and you loved it, great. Seriously, great. I'm glad you loved it. There's nothing wrong. It did not fire on all cylinders for us. I think is the best way of putting it. And we maybe didn't, I maybe could have watched something else. And perhaps for our next movie episode, we will watch something else. You can expect that we will not do another Lisa Frankenstein episode here.
No.
I don't think we need to worry about watching a sequel.
No, I'm good.
What would the sequel be? Oh, I don't know. I think of that about sequels all the time. So
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. So, thank you to those who enjoyed it and turned us on to this movie. We're not going to be angry at you. This is, by the way, the second movie that a friend of the show, whom I feel like we maybe really need to stick to former friend of the show, Jeremy Stomberg, recommended to us. Because the last one was Gramps Goes to College, which I need to say is...
Yeah.
Demonstrably worse than this movie.
I mean, he at least said that one was bad and he noped out of it. He didn't tell us Gramps Goes to College is good.
Yeah.
I will give him that credit.
But he didn't tell us that he noped out of it.
No.
Yeah.
Until we were already watching
it.
We've seen what he doesn't like and we've seen what he does like. And I think it just means that whatever he's recommending to us for whatever reason, we shouldn't watch it.
We shouldn't listen. I've known Jeremy a long time, and while we agree on movies, sometimes we disagree a lot more. So maybe I should have thought about that before I started to watch these last two movies. But nonetheless, if you, like Jeremy Stomberg, loved Lisa Frankenstein, then good for you. And if you have listened to us jabber on about what we did not like about this movie, and you want to watch it anyway, please do. Please do, but perhaps wait until it's on a streaming service you're already paying for. That's just my recommendation. If it's coming out on Netflix and you're already paying for Netflix, then it's money you've already spent. And if you love the movie at that point, great. And if, like us, you come out being like, huh, that was a movie, then you're going to be no worse than you were before.
That's
when
true.
You paid for Netflix, except maybe you didn't watch the most recent season of Blown Away, which is a great show. You should go watch that. My name is Tim, and I am one of your hosts. Molly and Nick are the other hosts.
Hi.
If you enjoyed our show, feel free to support us on Patreon. You can go in, drop a couple of bucks. And if you drop a couple of bucks, you can listen to these episodes early. As soon as we get them up on the web, we will get them out to you. You can also answer our five questions. We have five questions up on our website. Three sets. You can answer any of them, all of them, or none of them, and send us five questions of your own. What we're really saying is we'd like to hear from you.
Send us a question.
It's so lonely.
A single question.
It's so lonely.
Single question challenge. Send us a single fucking question challenge.
You're making us sound desperate, Tim.
We feel like we're speaking to nobody now.
So
that's all
lonely.
I'm saying. We're so alone. We're so alone. And that's the way we're going to be. When we reach the end of our lives, we're all going to be alone. And we feel that way right now. So
Lisa Frankenstein.
You know who felt alone at the end of his life? The dead body whose name I never learned.
The creature.
The creature.
Something. Something. Anyway, thanks for listening. We've been Geeks Without God. Without God, we will catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, we got an email from Jeremy with another movie to watch.
What is it?
Highlander 2, The Quickening.
Fucking Jeremy.
We're geeks without God. God, we don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
No, I was like, how much further do we go?